This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Was anyone buying cars and trucks in the month just ended? March sales figures are due later this morning. Meanwhile, Ford says it will not reopen its plants on April 14th as planned, with no new date set. Marketplace's Jack Stewart has more.
With large sections of the country under stay-at-home orders and people feeling concerned about their jobs, it is not surprising to see auto sales numbers drop, says Kristen Gijek from the Center for Automotive Research.
The automobile is one of the single most expensive consumer purchases people make. When you can't leave your house, it's very difficult to do that.
It's not just the drop in demand. Automakers have also been forced to close their factories.
Automakers do not make money unless they're making cars.
When the factories are reopened, it could take until the third or fourth quarter of this year for sales to fully recover, says Michael Dunn at ZOZOGO, an Asian car market consultancy. In China, he saw sales fall 80% in February and 50% in March, so not exactly a fast recovery yet.
The key obstacle at this point is not production, but rather consumer appetite for that new car.
Some shoppers may be poised to make purchases they had already planned, he says. But how car buyers feel when they can get back out to dealers really depends on how long this situation lasts. I'm Jack Stewart for Marketplace.